So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, what should I lead with? And I can see where this is going, and I'm not sure if I'm on board with what the Trump people are rolling out. President Trump is going to tell us about weight loss drugs and how they're reducing the cost of them. I get suddenly affordability is top of mind. We'll give you a little bit of that when it happens. I'm not the weight loss drug panacea, the silver bullet. I don't think RFK Jr. is either. But the headline is, win one for Nancy. Nancy Pelosi here on the Dom Giordano Show. Over the years, I'll give you the side question right out of the box because she inspired it. Ro told me she saw the news flash. I think it was around 10:30. I'm not sure the exact time. No, it was about 5 after 10. Pelosi to retire. Is the side question. I want to know the all-time embarrassment for whatever you say your particular ethnic group might be. All right? And you don't have to say Italian-American. You just make it Italians. And history is what I'm asking. I'll give you a couple. Embarrassment. Not somebody who murdered people. You know what I mean? Embarrassing is what we're looking for. So keep that in mind. Remember the side question. We're not going Hitler and all that. Although I have one that might be borderline. I'll have to let Henry and...
I think I do too, so this should be interesting.
Well, I think it's more because this guy, more than a dictator, even though he was a cartoonish figure in comparison to other dictators, to put it mildly.
Interesting.
And I would say that's why he qualifies as an embarrassment. But top of mind, first thing that comes to mind with Nancy Pelosi over the years is she's a dope. Just like Joe Biden. And I don't say that about every Democrat. That'd be stupid to do that. Hillary and Obama are not dopes. You can differ there. Insufferable ideologically, but they're not dopes. Pelosi knew it and most times and tried to stay in a bubble where she didn't have to reveal it. Biden just blustered straight ahead. Nobody told him he was a dope. By the way, so I don't forget, because we got some really heavy hitting stuff. Mondani has a stylist guy throughout the campaign who takes credit for being the stylist and dresser and fashion consultant for Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh.
My God, I wouldn't put that on right. She's one of the most haphazardly worst-dressed first ladies. I'm not saying that politically. Some of the bizarre dresses and stuff that she did.
Oh, totally. I mean, somewhere over the top, but I thought she was a good dresser for the most part.
All right.
The best part about her.
I would say some of the fashion faux pas there were just with someone advising you. So
I definitely agree about that.
Yeah. I think Mondani looks fine, but here's a guy who's a socialist. All right. This is live with President Trump. Can we cut into this a little bit here in a second? Weight loss drug price.
At drastic discounts and really effective drugs. And so far, I've never heard anything bad about them. I only hear good about
Wait, okay. Let's cut it out. I hate to do this, but come on. I don't hear anything bad about him. You ever hear of there is no such thing as a free lunch?
Right.
My God. Yeah, particularly with weight loss drugs. I'm not a fan of the weight loss drug. Look, if somebody is morbidly obese, we've said this all the time, and they want to do that in addition to exercise and everything else, I get it. So you can see that the White House has gone all out now at this point. They got the message on affordability, which is fine. But is this the type of thing where the average American is going to go, wow, they're cutting weight loss drugs, honey? You got to watch. Remember the mistake that Biden made? And I'll take calls right now, Kirk, on this. If people think this is a big deal, tell me. Dr. Siegel's on. I mean, I have to get him on the weight loss
drug. Great timing.
Yes, that's why I'm writing it down. I'm not a fan of this. It's the panacea. It's people that are losing weight, doing it in ways, you know, we know how you can lose weight. Again, morbidly obese something. So the White House is showing America that they're fine-tuned. They put out stuff about grocery prices. We're going to have to do a deeper dive on whether grocery prices have become, certainly it's not the Biden era, but when they say affordability in Jersey, the first thing to get together is what do they mean? And I am so fired up. I would tell you, I would fight to the death if I hear one more person. And even Matt Rooney has a guy, a black conservative, up on his Save Jersey saying that, well, Chenarelli couldn't connect on affordability and pocketbook issues. In other words, Jack Chenarelli was a bad candidate. He didn't get it. He couldn't seal the deal with people in Jersey that he would make their lives better. Am I in bizarro world? I know Jersey is. She comes out and says, first day, I'm putting a halt to all your electric costs, and has enough money in the media. And Jack didn't make the case about, I was going to invite the guy on, then I knew I'd get too worked up. There's something out there that's nuts. And Laura Ingraham is one of the craziest, saying Democrats are losing because now more people are going to move to red states. So does everybody in Jersey have to move to a red state now, Laura? Are you nuts? You got to face it. We lost, and we lost badly. And ask hard questions about why. Well, one of them is not that Jack Chenarelli was a bad candidate. Are you believed? You can call right now. I'll put you on. I won't. Henry will tie me up in that room we have here for at least a minute. Yeah, Dom, he's a bad candidate. Why can't you see that? Why are we doing this? Because we don't want to address the thing in the room that we have to address, the, quote, low propensity Trump voter. That's why. It cuts too close to home with the nonsense of these voters holding us hostage. Scott Presler's out there. I don't know. We can't reach him. Is he sick? How's he doing? Registering more and more Republicans, but they don't show up and vote. I saw material today. I was on Virginia radio yesterday. They had about 1 million people. Jersey, the guesstimate is, about 500,000 people are only Trumpers. They're only going to show up and vote if Trump is on the ballot. This is the thing we have to look in the mirror. I don't know what to do with these people. Well, I do know what has to be done. There's only one man that can do it, President Trump. All right, so 855-839-1210. Is this the way to approach the affordability issue? I mean, I think the Trump administration has been pretty good on this. Is that what we meant by affordability across the country? Republicans were not paying attention to the issue of cost. And it's easy for us to attack Mondami. You know, that's the easy target. We got to take a look among our own and do one thing, win. And Jack Chenarelli is not the reason we lost. This nonsense is hit and run attack. And saying he didn't close a deal with New Jersey on affordability. She did. What? What was I missing here? Are you on board with this surge? Oh, we got to lower the cost so much more on the obesity drugs. 855-839-1210, you can get it. All right, as far as Pelosi now, what's the moment that may have set you off or that you remember the most with Pelosi? Probably just the sheer nonsense of ripping up the State of the Union in front of the President of the United States. Anybody else does that, that's not going to be seen brave or courageous. It's rude, curt, and maybe a lot of other things. Is it the style of speaking, the halting? It's almost like a Frank Costanza with this woman, prying words out of her. Is it that Democrats lionized her? Is it she and the husband are the face of inside trading big time? They're the all-timers. You know, they go to Congress, they might have been millionaires, I don't know, and now they're worth $190 million, whatever it is. How did that happen? Well, we know how it happened. Sadly, she is the highest-ranking Italian, or if you want to use Italian-American, in U.S. history. That's the other thing that gets me. So give us your ethnic group and give me the all-time embarrassment around that. I'll give you mine in a moment. She was the architect, really, of getting Obamacare over the finish line. That's one of her main claims to fame. And the thing that bothers me the most, and the Archbishop in San Francisco took her on a little bit, Pelosi and abortion, Pelosi and abortion in Catholic. And the popes, people like Francis, by the way, we have Pope Leo. We were right about this guy. Here he goes again today. We'll play that at 1 o'clock, lecturing us on people that are here illegally. Oh, yeah, he's at it again. So Pelosi was one of the extremists on abortion, one of the most prominent alleged Catholics, and yet they didn't lay a glove on her. She is such the face of what's going on in this country over the last, 25, 30 years, big time, and lionized because she's the first female. But unless I'm wrong, unless somebody was Italian and something else, I don't think there have been other, I guess there might have been a speaker or two that was Italian. I didn't go back and look at every speaker, but a vice president would be over her, since a vice president, I'm going by succession to the presidency, which is the thing that matters. But clearly, Pelosi is probably the highest ranking in American history Italian. Who is it that there's no president? I don't think there was a vice president. You know, there might be some question back and forth. So she's it. Think about that. That's pretty amazing. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. So side question, give us an ethnic group and give us the all-time embarrassment. I'm going to take Madonna off the board for Italians. I'm not sure if the whole family's Italian or not, but I'm counting her.
I think so.
Yes, and I'm going to take Mussolini off. Even though a dictator, I see him as more of a cartoonish figure. He's not Hitler in that manner. So, you know, and I realize that might be questionable, but I thought I'd take him off. Somebody call in. We could have it out right now. He's more cartoonish.
Why is he so cartoonish, I guess, you got to explain.
Yeah, just the over the top. It's almost like he's cosplaying here. You know, he's dressing up as it, but is he really?
He's like the Mayor Pete of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, more of that.
Dictators.
It's on the border. But who's yours, Henry?
Yeah, so I'm going to take someone off the board that has given a black eye to Philadelphians for generations now. And that would be that unforgivable person we all know and love, I guess, Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Santa Claus has given Philadelphia a bad rap.
Is there an ethnic group there, though?
Philadelphia. That's the group. Philadelphia.
Right. That's an embarrassment. To
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, embarrassment to Philadelphians because every time it snows or it's around Christmas time, you know, Joe Buck or whoever's announcing the Eagles game will turn to their partner and go, "Hey, do you know these are the same fans that back in the 60s threw snowballs at Santa Claus?" It's like, no, that was just drunk guy in a suit.
That's right. It was some young, very skinny guy they put in a sleigh and threw him out there, and Joe Herrick was 0 for a million, and they had planes
in the middle of a
over.
Blowout. It's like, this is the last thing we want to see.
Exactly. All right. How about yours, Kirk?
So mine, I think, as someone that has Irish heritage, I think it's embarrassing to have Leprechaun used as a cartoonish character.
Okay.
Case in point, Lucky Charms.
All right.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, that's
okay.
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Black eye in the whole
We brought in the embarrassment a little bit. We'll allow it at this point here. You get the premise of the side. And your comment, what about Nancy Pelosi? I told you the most off-putting, is it the speaking style? She's a dope. Hillary, no. There's other things about her that are insufferable. She's not a dope. Nancy Pelosi is. Joe Biden. Hillary Obama, not dopes. Those two dopes. And yet, they were so politically aggressive over the years and got into positions of power. Is it the husband? Is it the constant harping and lecturing and then doing exactly what she wanted to do that was the opposite of it? I mean, this is an all-timer. No more Nancy Pelosi. She's still a political powerhouse, even though only a representative, not the speaker. She's still the go-to, and you'll see during the midterm campaign, they're going to do let's win one for Nancy. All right, on this surge of the White House now on affordability, it's fine. I'll ask you, though, and you got to be honest, I don't see it in the sense of overwhelming in the grocery store. It's not Biden. It's not the Biden years. So the White House puts out a thing today about lowering prices. Oh, now Kennedy Jr. is pretty much saying that he seems to be for the weight loss drug. I'm watching this. It's declaring war on chronic disease. No, it's not. How is the weight loss drug declaring war on chronic disease? I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I don't see it that way either. Yeah.
I mean, if you're morbidly obese and you're trying to do other things and all that, obviously, we don't want you to die. This is a help.
They must feel they have better research now on the drugs. I would think there's no reason to get behind it right now, randomly.
Affordability. That's what they're doing. Yeah, they're cutting the price tremendously here. Yeah, that's what it is. Just like the White House put out today, that Walmart says the cost of what they're going to put out there for Thanksgiving will be down from last year. But Walmart has said that's because they're making these deals, not because the essential price is there. So I don't think food prices, I don't think they've delivered on this big time. I wouldn't give it an A, but I don't think they're out of control. It's not like the Biden years. It's not like anything like that. So when people are banging the drum, RFK Jr., obesity driving 50% of healthcare costs. Okay. Dr. Marty standing right there next to him, just on his right of the screen. And Dr. Marty didn't say during all this, during COVID, weight loss drugs. What he said is, work out, don't eat as much sugar, things of that nature. All right? 855-839-1210. All right, so I started, and I'll allow a little bit of birth here. You know, the embarrassment to your group. Who is an embarrassment to your group? Henry took it to a new level. That's okay.
That's what we want. We want you to take it to a new level.
Okay. Now, this is in history, alive or dead. It doesn't matter. But most Italian-American groups would tell you that, well, we actually have Democrats saying Nancy Pelosi is on the Mount Rushmore of all-time Democrats anytime, anywhere, meaning Mount Rushmore only has four. Who else would be on their Mount Rushmore? Well, you know, FDR's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of Democrats, the modern Democrat Party. I don't know after that. Probably one of the Kennedys as a group. All-time cheaters, but I just finished another book on the Kennedys. Oh, man, in the 1960 election. And Richard Nixon's the bad guy. All right, RFK Jr. saying we're addressing root causes of disease. Oh, God, come on. Really? This is about affordability. That's what they're doing here. I'm going to try to get Dr. Oz on tomorrow, and usually we agree up and down the line, but I don't. All right, it's 855-839-1210. And is the food cost skyrocketing. I think that's unfair. But in Jersey and all these other places, when they say Republicans did not meet the goal of people with, and Jack did not close the deal on making people believe he would drive down costs. What? That's what he talked about morning, noon, and night. What is this? Who are these people that are beating up? This is how I see it, and I'm going to call it straight up. You got to choose here. Was Jack Ciattarelli a bad candidate? Do you want to check that box, or do you want to check Dom's box over here? It's these only Trump voters. Which one is more responsible in a place like Jersey to be shellacked like this? There's a million other variables. I'm saying out of those two, was it Jack Ciattarelli? I mean, it was around the man. We had him on multiple times. We saw it in Wildwood. He led with the bread and butter issues. Second to none, they're the ones driving up prices. How in the world are we revising history here? You got to stand on your head for these only Trump voters. Who are they? Do you feel that way? Or do you feel, oh, no, Dom, you know, we didn't give them enough. Jack Ciattarelli was, he didn't give them what they couldn't get off their couch and vote. He didn't inspire them to get off that couch. Get the hell off the couch. That's my message to you. Knock, knock, knock. Did you vote? You didn't inspire me. Isn't that what we're saying? We're pleading. Oh, oh, please. What do we have to do to prove to them? Well, they're not Trump enough. My God. So it's Jack Ciattarelli and his advisors. Yeah, they lost it. They didn't close the deal. They didn't prove that they were about driving down prices and making life better for people in Jersey. I don't know about Virginia. I'm not there every day. I don't know any of that. And I know Winsom Sears turned on Trump. So there's that. But not Jack Ciattarelli. Yeah, I didn't want to get off the couch. I only had 9 days to vote and vote by mail. Are you kidding me? You put Trump on that ballot, I'm voting right away. Isn't that what happened here? And if I'm Jack Ciattarelli and I hear this stuff, it's like, what the hell? Why do this with these ungrateful morons? Oh, my God. RFK Jr. now saying, cut into this, Henry. Americans will lose 125 million pounds.
You keep saying he's the smartest guy in industry, that he could talk a dog off a meat truck. But it came to the table, and Mike News starts to hold me. He said,
you convinced people for 20 years that it was okay for Europe to pay $10 and for America to pay $140. That's why they make 45, 50 million a year.
Okay. All right. So... RFK Jr. saying Americans are going to lose 125 million pounds onto this. Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah, Jack Ciattarelli wouldn't bring me Ozempic. Bring me that Ozempic, Jack. You didn't bring it for me.
I feel like 125 million is not a lot.
No, not with 320 million pounds. Yeah. I don't know how they're calculating.
Yeah, I don't know where they calculated that. But...
That's a third of a pound. Oh, my God. Look, again. If people are morbidly obese, they've tried to do things, very difficult, don't want a health risk coming from that, all on board. Isn't that what they were intended to be? Now it's blossomed into, you know, just all over the place. I'd love to be in the side of Dr. Marty here, what he's thinking is this going on next to Dr. Oz, as RFK Jr. says, 125 million pounds. Oh, we're living right, though. Nancy Pelosi quits, and we have Dr. Mark Siegel coming up. I'm going to ask him about that. We have his new book, The Miracles Among Us. One, the Buffalo Bills football player who was rescued, you may remember, in the middle of that game, but it's a great book. I'll ask him about the weight loss thing, though. Maybe he thinks, I mean, it's a great deal. They cut a great deal here. They're showing affordability. But this is a little, is this what Americans are, you know, clamoring for? What is the affordable item that they're clamoring for? That's why they couldn't vote for Jack Ciattarelli. That's what I'd like to know. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Okay, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls, and Dr. Mark Siegel will join us. What a day. His book, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. It's a great book, but what a day to have him. I'll ask him about this Ozempic stuff, so to speak. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. The embarrassment to your group, like Nancy Pelosi is to mine, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, what do you have today?
Hey, good afternoon. I would say all of my Jewish compadres that let Mondami into their synagogues, their community centers, and even to services, they think he's like different than he truly is. I don't know how they could imagine that.
Yeah, do they really imagine it, or deep down, their ideology, they just are socialists, they're so far left. They're ignoring their own survival because what he proposes would be, we know exactly what he's proposing.
Well, they've seen the worst.
Yes.
So I can't imagine how they can't differentiate from his past, and he would not even walk back any of his past statements or feelings, and his mother and father continue to this day denouncing Israel and Judaism.
Absolutely. That is a great one. And Phil, I think, has said before he's Jewish. So, yeah, that fits. Your group, the embarrassment. Dr. Mark Siegel, it's always good to have Dr. Mark, but particularly today, his new book, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing, is with us in Philadelphia. Dr. Mark, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. And we want to talk about the book. And then what a day to have you as you're talking Ozempic and how this is going to be the panacea today at this moment at the White House. Why this book for Dr. Mark Siegel? How did all that come together? Because you've written things that I've interviewed you on that have been tremendous. Why The Power of Prayer, Miracles and Healing?
Because I came to the conclusion that they shouldn't be separate.
Mm-hmm.
That what do we do as physicians? We cherish life. And we've gotten into a position now in modern society where we have so much great technology that there's too much separation between science and faith, science and spirituality, mind and body. They're not mutually exclusive. especially if you start from the idea that this great advanced technology is actually the hands of God. It's enabling us to practice the art of medicine as never before. We thread the needle in ways not literally and figuratively, ways not even possible. And I believe that faith informs that. And I don't think it takes the place of it either. So it's not like you pray over your patient instead of doing a robotic procedure. Not at all. You do both. And I think keeping in mind the spirituality part leaves you open to miracles, the miracles that God decides to bring you. And there's multiple instances in my book, and I did many interviews and I told many stories, some from within my practice, some with stories I heard, but then I interviewed all sides of it, where suspending disbelief and saying, let's give this a chance, led to miraculous outcome. So none more amazing than breakthrough, the story of a 14-year-old boy who went into the lake in Lake St. Louis in Missouri because he thought it was colder than it was. Then he and three other boys got trapped under the ice. And rescue responders couldn't find him, but then heard a voice from the shore go 15 feet to the right. And they did, and they found him, but there was no one on the shore, Don. It was a voice of someone that was actually back in the office. Then he had a cardiac arrest, and he had no pulse for 55 minutes, which is unheard of. And in the emergency room, they said, what do you want us to do? We can't save this person, and he's not going to come back. The mother insisted, called in and said, don't let him go, don't let him go, don't let him go. And they kept going. And she came to the hospital. She got into the ER. She started to pray to God, and his pulse came back out of nowhere. Then they said, he's never going to fully recover. Look at how much downtime he had. We like to say time is brain. Time is brain. And you know what happened? He fully recovered. I interviewed him. I interviewed the doctors in the hospital. I interviewed that emergency responder. I interviewed the guy who said he was in the office. That was just his voice. All of which leads to a miracle where if any of the doctors involved had said, I'm calling it, it's too long, it's too far gone, he wouldn't have survived. And that's not a message meaning everybody should be, you know, get CPR endlessly. You have to make decisions. But it means we should be more open to God's presence.
That story alone is worth the book. It definitely is. Just toward that, you know, when you can flip a coin here pretty much, why in the world do you want to have someone separate these two things and make that decision? That story alone would be an entire book. Dr. Mark, while we have you here, affordability and the election, you're in New York. I was going to ask you about medicine and Mondami and all that. But the White House rolling out, I'm not a big fan of Ozempic as like the panacea, RFK Jr. kind of veering toward that. Now, if we have someone more morbidly obese, something of that nature, sure. To the point of your book, it's a modality God gives us through science to help them survive. Your thoughts on this, because the drug price will go down, but is that the message? What do you say to people in that situation?
I say that you're right on all marks. I believe in exercise. I believe in diet. I believe in all the natural methods of weight loss you can do. I believe in all of that. But if you need these drugs, because remember, they're going to keep you out of the doctor's office right. From diabetes, from high blood pressure, from heart disease, from high cholesterol. These drugs work on the brain. They work on the kidneys. They work on the heart. And if you reach that point, we're probably over-prescribing them, but they have tremendous uses. They have side effects. They may have an effect on the thyroid. They may have the effect on the vision. They have tremendous side effects, but way more outweighed by the positives here. And so I'm all for it. The problem has been affordability. Hats off to Trump for the way he's handled this, because the drug companies were already giving a big discount down to $400 to $500 a month. Even before this happened, I think that Trump saw an opening, because if you go to buy this in the pharmacy, it's $1,200 if your insurance won't cover it. So he's saying Trump RX, Medicare, Medicaid, this is what it's going to be. And they're going to kowtow to this because of how much they overcharge. So I think they're great drugs, and I love that he's pushing the price down for Medicare, Medicaid.
One more story, the Buffalo Bills football player that we all saw, I was seeing that in real time, Hamlin. What's the miracle there?
Well, that's in my book, too.
Yes.
And the miracle there is that the guy who is the coach for the Buffalo Bills, Leslie Bissen, and also for the Sabres, had a bad experience with the Sabres, with a guy that had just left the Sabres 15 years before. And And he actually caused them to prepare for cardiac arrest on the field every single month. And they said to him, Leslie, what are you doing? There hasn't been a cardiac arrest here in the NFL since 1955. He says, I'm doing it because I had a near miss. I'm doing it. And because they prepared, because they rehearsed, because they were ready for something that never happened, the miracle was they came to bear and they got his heart back within a minute, which saved him any brain damage. And that's the reason he's back playing.
Absolutely. The book is tremendous, Dr. Mark. Thanks for the advice. You're one of my go-tos. When you talk about anything medically, anytime, you're welcome here in Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Tom, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dr. Mark Siegel. And Henry, I don't know, as we're watching there, did you happen to see they had a guy faint or something else at the White House?
Again?
Yes, a guy.
Oh, my gosh. Got,
no, during the presentation. And thank God Dr. Oz was there. I don't know if he fainted or it's something more severe. We've told the story over at the NAC. Yeah. I was up there speaking and a woman faints and Dr. Oz hurdles one of the barriers to jump in there. And they go, Dom, I think we're going to have to cut it here.
He's done that twice.
Yes,
there's exactly. another one in the White House, you know, a few months ago
exactly.
where someone passed out. He's like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. So you heard Mark Siegel and his take on this with the Ozempic. The White House is all out on affordability. Is it the grocery store? Or is this all made up? And Jack Cittarelli didn't address bread and butter and close the deal. He certainly did. I'm not going to allow this to be rewritten. I don't care if it cuts toward the Trump voter or not. We got to be unified in this. Jack Cittarelli ran an unbelievable campaign here. All right? And the people now taking shots at him are, I have not seen the energy. I have not seen the stuff that went into it, the one rally and behind the scenes. No way. All right. And Pelosi, side question. If you have a Pelosi moment and also the idea of an embarrassment to a particular group, that's what we'd like to hear. That was a great one from Phil. These people voting for Mamdani who are Jewish, you know, self-described. That's not an embarrassment. I mean, how in the world can we go down this path? All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls here on Talk Radio 1210. You know, it's important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water, the Connecticut system. That removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, they will put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. So contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com. Or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Linda.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kern's here at 1:30. She's got a lot more on the Chester County story. And look, I like the Republican Eric Rowe out there, but Eric, come on. Don't tell people, well, we got to get through the election, but there will be accountability on what happened. What universe? 75,000 ballots. Don't you think they ought to be saying, you know, we're going to double our workload. We're going to get through the election. And we're immediately starting the investigation right now, right here. This afternoon, this morning, we're coming in at 8 o'clock. We're putting everyone under oath, and we're going to get to the bottom of what happened. Have people in the suburbs just lost their sanity? Yes, that's what the demand ought to be. Not next week, not after breakfast, Shawshank Redemption. Now, you know, that's what we need. We need the warden over there in Chester County. That guy is a great villain. I forget the name of the actor. Great villain. All right. All-time embarrassment to your group coming off Nancy Pelosi is what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. By the way, Henry, I hear it might be awards for the Nuremberg trial. There's a new movie of it.
Yeah.
Not a documentary. Is it out yet? I might see it this weekend. Nuremberg.
Let's see here.
Starts Friday.
All right. Beautiful.
Now, here's the problem. Rowe's not exactly someone, you know, we had trouble, a bit of a problem there with Oppenheimer, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on, I don't know. Yeah. The runtime of this movie. Like, I remember Judgment at Nuremberg with like Spencer Tracy. Like that's a long runtime, but that's a fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm hoping this is along those same lines.
I'm thinking of John of Abington, John of Huntington Valley. Will John be doing a review? John, you got to call us. Come on, buddy.
That would be fun.
All right, give us a review because you told us just last week someday there's going to be a Nuremberg hearing here because of President Trump and we're all going to be sworn in. Yeah, taking notes. Mike, I really want to see this film. So come hell or high water this weekend. All right. So we'll talk with Linda Kearns. We got the Pope coming up. I got to get after Laura Ingraham. Saying, well, Democrats are losing because everybody's going to move to red states now. You know, she said Jersey will fail, but people will move to red states. What? Why are we doing this? Why can we not address one of the number one reasons here? There are others, but the number one are these Trump voters who won't come out and vote if Trump is not on the ballot. Well, we can't talk about that. That's uncomfortable. Shouldn't that be what we're doing in think tanks and the best minds? All right, here's what we have to do with these people. I think I know what to do with them, or who has to do it anyhow, right? Are we afraid? You can't inspire them. The only thing that will do it is Trump being on a ballot. They won't do it then. Uh-oh. Then what do we do? Let's go to Carol in Doylestown on Talk Radio Hall, the capital of the PhD moms, particularly Tuesday night. Hi, Carol. Good afternoon.
Hello, Dom. I just have a really quick comment about the election. I really do think that prices and played a huge part. I know out here where I live, people, not one Republican got voted into anything.
Okay, but let's back up on the prices, though, first, Carol, if you don't mind. Because tell me, because I do the food shopping with Ro. I'm not saying I'm happy with them. I'm not saying I'm not sensitive to them. But let's start with grocery store prices. What is it that's way high? What are some of the things you think that are really hammering people?
Well, this is not exactly a healthy thing, but store brand coffee, $8 a can.
All right, I'm writing it down. Now, I don't drink coffee, so that's one that I didn't see. But what would you say it should be? What's the usual? Do you have a sense?
Oh, gosh. I used to pay two something.
Okay.
And then,
right.
it was like three, mm-hmm. four,
right.
and eight. And sometimes Maxwell Health was $12.
Okay.
And that's it. That's nuts to me. And that's just one example. But, you know, I know a lot. The president keeps saying that, you know, prices are better, gas prices, energy, and they are. That gas
right.
is not $4 a gallon anymore, but it's still too high. It's still too high for just the average Joe and the fixed income people. It shouldn't be. I don't see why it's still $3.35.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Let me give the counter to that, which is, though, let's stick with Jersey, where you are out there. I hear what you're saying. How in the world are these people, Democrats, progressives in Jersey, your savior to lower costs, though? I don't see it.
Oh, I don't either. I am not for them at all. I think people voted against. I think they voted completely against the Trump agenda and just went Democrat, 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 Democrat.
Okay.
And that's what bothers me. And then the president says, no, you know, everything's so good, but it's not as good as he thinks.
Well,
is what I think. Definitely better.
Right.
And I'm a Trump supporter and
right.
I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican and I want it to be good.
You're making a lot of progress. You're going exactly, well, somewhat where I'm going. And the thing is, he cannot make the mistake that Biden did. You look at the stock market or some other number and then tell people what they're feeling is not real. So the White House
right.
is trying something different. And I get their urgency, but I don't think Thanksgiving prices are down because of the Trump agenda. Walmart just lowered them in order to entice more people to come in. And telling people they're down because of what we're doing is kind of dicey.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit upon a very good one, though. Why should coffee, you said, store brand be $8 and Maxwell House $12? I'm going to try to just chart that in coming days as an example
mm-hmm.
of something people would notice. That's very specific.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it does waffle a little bit. But
okay.
the last time I went to the store last week, store brand was $8. And Maxwell Health was down to $9. But I could go, I've seen Maxwell
right.
Health fluctuate. It's been $9, but then it's been $12. It go back up to $12. And I think it bounces around, you know, up and down. But it's never below $8 a can, ever.
Thank you, Carol, very much. Look, I love a caller like that who gives us something specific here. Does that have anything to do with the tariffs? Not sure. But over in Jersey, Jack Ciattarelli did not go all out. Bread and butter issues is column, you know, at Matt's site. All right, here's one more. Laura Ingraham had President Trump on. All right, so she's got Trump in front of her. It's a difficult thing. President Trump saying they put America last, we put America first, about Democrats. All true. Ingraham says, well, for now, New York will have to learn the hard way. You and I have said the same thing. Okay, we get that. But then she says, New Jersey will be poorly governed, as usual, with mega red tape and high taxes. And in Virginia, parents are going to be disenfranchised from the education of their kid. So by winning, Democrats are in a way losing because they're going to simply drive more people to the red states where life is easier, safer, less expensive, and the government generally more responsive. No, people are not going to leave. Excuse me. People are not going to leave New Jersey en masse because of this. Remember that thread of Mike Easelec? We've been through this, right? Jersey has the stuff of a place, the culture, the food, the people. People are not going to up and move millions of people or anything like that. They're going to have to suffer now. So we have to take this as a shot and come out of this and say, here is what the top three problems were. And I don't think Jack Ciattarelli was the top three problem in Jersey. The number one problem there, and I was on Virginia radio yesterday with a number of people that are only Trumpers who would not deign to come out and vote in this election. Now, there's a theory out there, and we'll see. Will they vote, though, in a midterm, more of them? I'll put it this way. My gut tells me more of them will vote in the midterm, percentage-wise, than would vote in this off-year election. But still not enough. And they only want one thing. They're not getting off the couch unless Trump's on the ticket. So are we just going to accept that, pretend like, well, we'll just have to do something else? What else are you going to do? We're killing them in new registrants. But they turned out their voters. By and large, we did not. Bucks County, Meg Brock, column up at Daily Caller. I think it was about 49% of voters on a Republican side turned out. Didn't turn out. Why? Well, any number of them are only Trumpers, meaning they're only going to vote if Trump is on the ballot. What do we do about that? You can't blow past it. You can't say, oh, I'm tired of that. Let's move on now. What else you have out there? Let's talk Ozempic today. Come on. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Come into your calls. We got a lot of embarrassment here. If you never called before, do you notice something? Let's stick with grocery prices. But maybe you have another one, too. Carol gave us a good one. Why would coffee? Again, I can't chart our own coffee. We don't buy it. Does that seem like, you know, $12 for Maxwell House? She said $8 for store. Does that seem to be pretty expensive? Is that something people would notice? We went through this. I put it this way. The White House, the Trump agenda has delivered on lowering prices, energy costs, some of those things. But have they delivered on things, other affordable items? And is that the real reason why in Jersey, though? Maybe Latino voters left because of that. Or is it more likely those Latino voters are just intrigued by Trump? And no matter what Jack Ciattarelli did, he's no Trump. He's not going to be able to have that kind of cachet or pedigree. So, okay. So he's not a good candidate? Name the person out there that's going to have the cachet of Trump with Latinos in that's a Republican. Name him. I am just post this in the Laura Ingraham comments about, well, you know, people will move to the red states now. No, Laura, we're not all moving to the red states. Are you nuts? And we have Josh Shapiro. Every time he says folks, remember my rule, every time he says folks, he's moving in for the kill. He's all over the country giving his take on why people rejected Republicans. He's dangerous. We'll play that. Come to your calls. Get a lot in here. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for today's side question. Let's, though, first remind you that at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of a huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patent ingredients to protect, to perfect. They're all natural supplement brands. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure help to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call an res-q product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.